Ladies and gentlemen, the man who brought me 92-degree weather in New York City yesterday, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, you could keep it.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Well, I'm glad it won't be that warm today.
No, but it's, you know what? It's warmer and muggier this morning than I thought it would be.
Well, that's only because it's early morning. As the sun comes up, the humidity is going to drop, and the temp won't get too much higher than maybe 81, 82 today.
All right.
So it won't be nearly as warm as yesterday. I don't know about the rest of the week, but it certainly doesn't look that way, partly sunny. Tonight, 50s, clear. Tomorrow, some sun. Chance of showers later in the day in the mid-70s. Friday, humid, showers and thunderstorms back to the low 80s. Saturday, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Will we bail out and make Sunday nice, or will we just continue cloudy and cool with a little bit of rain or drizzle? I don't know. The next front comes in on Saturday. If it stalls, it's not going to be pretty for Sunday. If it keeps on moving south, then it'll improve. So we'll have to wait at least another day to see what the computer models are going to arrive at with that synopsis.
I guess what I would say is, as long as the temperature gets around 70, I'm happy. And if it goes higher, I'm really happy. But as long as it's around 70, I'm a happy guy. I mean,
yeah, I see that happening. I see that happening right through Saturday. There's still that possibility if the front stalls, it'll only be in the 60s on Sunday.
All right. So, as long as you can go outside in a polo shirt, you know, it's okay with me. And 60 degree weather, you know, in the 60s, you can go outside in a polo shirt.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I do have to get to the lake Friday afternoon to have a lecture up there for the kids in junior high school. I did it last year. Weather safety rules. So I'm doing it again this year. But depending upon the weather, after the lecture, I may just come back home and stay home. Otherwise, I may just, you know, head over to the lake and stay there.
Isn't that great with your commute this year that you can just do it like that?
Yeah.
Isn't that really great? Real. I mean, what a difference from what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah. Actually, it'll be 2 years in June, the end of June.
Just what a difference. How great, that, you know, really.
No bridges, all the money for tolls.
One of the best decisions you really ever made.
It sure is. And I'm glad for that. We'll see what happens there. I'm going to be taking off a slew of Mondays.
What?
I'm going to be taking off a slew of Mondays in lieu of vacation. To hopefully spend a little more time at the lake. But with weather like this, it doesn't look too promising.
You should install a Skype setup at the lake so you could do a live broadcast on the lake one day. That would be fun.
Oh, you mean so, but not get up so early in the morning, right?
No. We could record it. Do a live session. I'll talk to you while you're sitting by the lake, and you can talk a little about the weather and the lake and stuff like that. We'll take some pictures. Have somebody take some pictures while you're doing it. I think that would be fun.
You know, my laptop works up there, so, on Wi-Fi. So I should put Skype on there and see if...
just have a little fun and do it. Pagano live at the lake. I think it would be fun.
Could try that. That's a thought.
I think that would be fun.
Could try that if I ever get up there to stay long enough. But
that's right.
We'll see about that. Meanwhile...
Hey, Pat, the bear, while I was gone yesterday... The bear came out at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it went to my neighbor's house, which is right adjacent to me, adjacent lot. And my Heidi, my dog sitter, my next door neighbor, they used to live in Alaska, okay? So they're used to bears. She came right out as the bear was approaching the garbage cans and started yelling at the bear. The bear backed up and backed up and backed up. And she kept yelling. The bear backed up, went across the stream that's behind our properties to the other side, looked at her, and she continued to walk there and yell at the bear, and the bear went away.
Really?
I'm telling you, I wouldn't get out there with a 400 or 500 pound bear. I mean, she wasn't close to it. She was, you know, right. She was, but still, you know, the thing gets mad at you and decides to charge. What are you going to do? But she's used to bears, and she's used to real bears. I mean, we have black bears that they can kill you and stuff, but she's you know, Alaska, where they're grizzly bears, and you get, you know, that's totally different. But yeah, so the bear came out in the day, so.
Isn't that unusual?
No, they're out here all the time. So now I've set the cams up in the back of the house so they can trigger during the day, because I'd like to get a nice full-color picture of the bear. And in at nighttime, it's just that nighttime video.
Right.
But in the daytime, you know, you get a nice, rich, full picture. And that's what I'm looking. So I'm hoping that I catch the bear in the backyard sometime during the day.
Well, good luck to you. And what do you think of... Miss Roseanne Barr making that comment on Twitter.
Here's what I think, and I said this the minute I heard it. I used to watch Roseanne Barr. I used to think she was funny as a comedian.
Right.
She got on my nerves a little bit, you know, over the years, because she makes all these really weird statements and conspiracy. You know, she's a conspiracy theorist and stuff. So when I heard the quote, it was a horrible quote, what she did. And she took it back hours later. But when I heard it, yeah, it was horrible. It was racist. It was everything. It was repugnant. Okay. And it was one of the reasons I stopped watching her, and I didn't watch her new show. Now, I'm going to take a lot of heat for this, but here's what I feel. If Disney and ABC going in, knew who they had in Roseanne Barr. It wasn't a hidden fact that she makes these outrageous statements and these outrageous tweets. It's they knew it going in. If you go back and watch the press conference when they introduced that they were going to do the show, questions were asked about the management of ABC, about her tweets and about stuff like that, and they didn't seem to be too worried about it. So they knew about her tweets going in, and they hired her to do the show. All right, and they got everybody else on board. So when they up and up fire her right away for that tweet, okay, which she apologized for. Now, Wanda Sykes did the right thing, the producer of the show. She's a black comedian. She's a producer.
Know her well, yeah.
And she quit. And that's her right to quit as a producer. If somebody upsets you like that, you quit. You get out of your contract and you quit, okay? That's a different story. They knew going in what they had. And to turn around and fire her immediately from the show just shows how stupid they were. She apologized. It's probably not a real apology. But the public could have voted her out by not watching the show. The public could have just said, you know what? We've had enough. We're not going to watch the show. You know, these networks, they hire these people. They know their background. They want that edginess, so they get the viewers. And then when the person does the unthinkable, they blame them and they fire them. The executive who hired her should be fired as well. That's, if you're going to fire her, fire the person that hired her and came up with the idea.
But now, you know, let me ask you another question. Yeah. Do you not think that another network's going to pick her up?
They can pick her up. They're not. That show's not owned by her. The show's owned by Disney. They'll have to pay Disney millions and millions of dollars for the show title.
Gotcha. So change the title.
Yeah, I think Fox would pick her up. I think Fox will pick her up. Yeah,
and change the title.
Yeah. But you know, what she did was wrong, and she deserved to be punished, and she deserved to be suspended, and she deserved for a lot of things. But the network hired her knowing going in what type of personality she was and the tweets she was doing. And so if you're going to fire her, fire the idiot that came up with the idea of hiring her then.
Now, meanwhile, all these people lost jobs because of her.
Well, that's it. I mean, there's a whole thing. So I'm not one of those people that people should get fired immediately for doing something stupid and apologizing for it. It was racist. It was horrible. I stopped watching Roseanne a while ago because of that, okay? I enjoyed her as a comedian, but I stopped. I made the decision. You know what? I don't like what she's become in her real life, and I'm not going to watch it. It's like Mel Gibson, the same thing. I stopped watching movies that Mel Gibson is in simply because I didn't like where his personal life was going, and I didn't like want to support what he believed in. I thought that's the way America worked. But like I said, you know, when Don Imus got fired for saying what he said years ago on WNBC, mm-hmm. on The Fan, they hired him to say those things to get ratings. You know, for years and years and years, they let him do it. And then all of a sudden, they fire him. Well, it should have been the executive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The executive should have been fired, too. You know, these networks do this. They hire these people because they know they're going to get a lot of attention. And they know their background, and they know what they do, and they hire them anyways. And then when they do it, they act surprised. Oh, my God, I can't believe she did that. Let's fire her. Just go back and look over the past 5 years about what she's been doing in social media. That's what that's what I don't understand, Pat. That's what I don't understand. I'm
obviously a done deal, though, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's a done deal. Absolutely. It's a done deal. She'll be picked up by another network to do some sort of show. And she'll be successful because she's got her fans. Right. But like I said, I look into it as a person in the media. If you look into somebody's background and you see that what they do and what they're going to possibly do, and you hire them, and they do it, and then you fire them. Well, what'd you hire them in the first place for?
Yeah, really.
Because you know you were going to make money, that's why. Anyways, that's my feeling. I'm sorry I took up all your time, but that's my feeling.
No, I asked you. That's very interesting. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
In the last 30 seconds, what was your thought? Should she have been fired?
I thought it was a little abrupt, a little severe. I don't think it matters because, like you said, probably somebody else will pick her up and it'll be under a different name, whatever. What was their last name in the movie, in the TV show? The Connors?
Yeah, the Connors, yeah.
They could call it the Connors.
Yeah, it'll do something like that. It'll be on Fox.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.